He got it all down. He tried to get me to go to a studio with him, Tech.
Yeah.
That fella that does tape for Justin. He says he might use some of that stuff. I said, no, man, I don't want to mess with that.
Hell, ain't no.
Man, I was talking to old Bill Humble. He says, you and Lynn Rose are the folks to talk to when it comes to telling stories. Yes, sir. Okay, well, now, you said those things that you eat on spring up in the field, you call
mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
But I couldn't tell you which is poison or the kind I eat. I eat mushrooms here in cans, but I take for granted them's all right.
Yeah.
You know, they put up in the market. But yeah. I never did buy them. I see them right over here at Del Champs in little old baskets.
Yeah.
And I never did eat that kind like that. I guess they good.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know how you prepare them.
Yeah. What about, the poison ones you said, the ones that are poison, you might call them, did you ever have a name for the ones that were poison?
They're just bad ones, poison.
Yeah.
Poison kind.
You ever called toadstools?
Toadstools, yeah, that's old name for them, you know, as kids coming up, we call them toadstools.
Okay. Now, I think you mentioned when we were talking about melons, you mentioned sort of a large one, you call that the big thing right here.
Well, one time we called them, they had the big ones, they grew it up here, called them a cabin melon.
Yeah.
That's right, cabin melon.
What did they call them that?
It's so damn big, I guess. It's some of them weigh 60, 70 pounds.
Yeah.
We'd put them under the bed like that, and hell, and put them under the house back to old grandpa. Used to cool them, would drop them down in the well.
Yeah.
Let them sit down there for a few hours. Some of them go down by the creeks, like they'd get by the sheen, let them sit in that running creek all the time. That's back then when they had no refrigeration. And only means of really cooling down something like a melon.
Yeah. Now, if something was too hot, too hot to eat or too hot to, like that green pepper you just gave me, you'd say you couldn't what?
I'd say I couldn't cut that one by a guy, too hot.
You just couldn't get it down or you couldn't?
Man, just too couldn't swallow it.
Okay. Now, what do people smoke? They smoke, some smoke pipes, others smoke
cigarettes, cigars.
Okay. If there was a bunch of people at a party having a good time, you might say they were standing around the piano and they were all
having a good time,
yeah,
living it up.
They were standing around the piano and they were all
singing, feeling good, something.
And a funny story, if that had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Okay. If somebody offered you a favor, offered to do you a favor, you might say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
involved.
Well, if you didn't want a favor from somebody because you just didn't want
obligated
to anyone, okay. What's the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Well, that bull bat been pretty good. I don't know if you can see. There's a lot of radar on him.
Yeah.
And
this kind of bird that goes whoo.
Hoot owl, damn old hoot owl, yeah.
What kind of owls you got?
Well, you got the screech owl. I guess he's the same as a hoot owl. We got a big hoot owl, too.
Yeah.
And a little screech owl. He's small.
Yeah.
That's about the only ones I've seen.
Okay.
Real small and a big one.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Mm-hmm.